know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started.
Aloha, Heart Singers! It's Aloha Addie back here. Addie Beal, Slayer, whatever you guys want to call me. I'm not picky or choosy. I am actually still at the office because I am waiting to pick up Millie from band camp. If you are new here, Millie is my youngest daughter, and I have just moved back to Hawaii, so things like picking her up from band camp are super exciting for me. I know most parents were like, oh, I got band camp again tonight. I got to run and do the pickup. And I'm like, oh, I get to pick her up at band camp. Yeah. So that's how that's going. I am super excited to be here. I have been back in Hawaii for just over a week. I started work on Monday back into property management. I'm actually doing housing for military housing. It's privatized, but we serve military communities, and I'll be on a Navy site. So that's new and exciting for me. I had a stint back with Army Housing many years ago, but this is my first time back in this segment of our industry. So I'm excited. I'm learning a lot. I've been at the corporate office, and this week, I have really just focused on trying to figure out what my mornings are going to look like and how I am going to take care of myself while going back to work, while running my business, the Me First Guide Sisterhood and the Planner and the Heart Sing podcast, while I'm doing all of this and being here for Millie and her journey with school. So I'm so excited to put this work that I've been creating for 4 years into play while I have all of this going on. And so what I really did this week that I thought I wanted to share with you guys is really looked at my life from an aspect of, okay, who do I want to become? Who's this next version of me? And how do I just set up that baseline right now for taking care of myself as I'm working toward that vision? And as many of you know, if you've been here a while, I've lost over 100 pounds, and I really want to make sure that my habits are in place and that I get my routine established as quickly as possible and my self-care routine. Like, and by that, I mean just even during the day, taking breaks, setting up meditation, like setting the expectation of that's who I am, that's how I show up, and this is what's going to happen in my work life, in my personal life, and putting those things in place immediately upon arriving here. And a couple of things happened today. So on my way into work, I listened to Dr. Mindy Pelz with the Resetter podcast. I know a lot of you listen to her. If you don't know who she is yet, she wrote the book Fast Like a Girl, and she is a phenomenal doctor that is really focused on women's health and helping us get voices heard and drawing attention to our health and menopause, perimenopause, our bodies. We're really underrepresented in so many case studies, and those things are done on groups of men first, and then they'll bring them to women here and there. So she's a huge proponent for that. But also, if you followed my weight loss journey and been part of the group for a while, or if you're just new here, it doesn't really matter, but I found fasting toward the end of my big bulk of my weight loss journey. So I want to lose about 40 more from here. I look good, actually. I feel good. I'm about a size 12 right now, but I'm going for like 155 ultimately. But fasting has just become part of my lifestyle and not anything I ever thought I could do. It was a real eye-opener for me. And I have a lot on this podcast about fasting, about habits that I'm going to talk about. But on this particular podcast that I listened to Dr. Mindy, it was episode 180. I'll put this information in the show notes for you. And she talked about the things that are stopping you from losing weight and what you can do about it. And she talked about the things she had mentioned in Fast Like a Girl, and then she has a menopause book that she talks about, but she says these things are overall, you add this to those and you know everything. And just real high level, I highly recommend you go listen to that. But she talked about stress-weight connection, emotional well-being, sleep, building muscle, and then hidden toxins. And so this was really interesting, you guys, with the hidden toxins. Plastics altogether, just they block our neuroreceptors, something about losing fat. You have to go listen. I didn't get all those details for us. I was just like driving and listening. But also fragrances block your cell receptors for you to be able to function and lose weight. All those perfumes, scented candles. I'm like, ah, no wonder I can't stand that stuff. Like my body just reacts. Like it was just trying to tell me to stay away is what I think. But also sleep, you guys. And as soon as you go to sleep, she has this thing on her website for this that says, did you know getting enough sleep is like having a fat burning party while you snooze? I mean, come on, who doesn't want that? When you fall asleep shortly after the sun goes down, your body gets a prime fat burning opportunities. Melatonin, our sleep hormone, kicks in, making us more insulin resistant. So winding down and avoiding late night meals is key to optimal sleep and better insulin response. When you prioritize those 7 to 9 hours a night, you activate the fat burning furnace within. And I wanted to mention that and a couple other things because it goes along with what I wanted to share with you guys this week about setting up my habit stacks and why this is priority one. And if you are just starting out or just haven't even like, you guys, when I started this 5 years ago, I was like literally roll out of bed, hit the snooze button again, get up, shower, brush my teeth, go to work. I mean, I was just work, and then eat, drink some, you know, and maybe if I was lucky, get a workout in here or there, and then work some more, right? So I started with no habits, and now I have this full habit stack, which we're going to talk about today, but I want to be clear. It started with one small habit at a time. I started with meditation, but if you're just starting this, I highly recommend starting with planning because that's how you live an intentional life is planning, whether you're working or not. So just because I'm going back to work doesn't mean I'm going to be more of a planner. I did this when I had much more freedom of my time, you know, in that I got to schedule my time. I feel actually just as free, maybe a little more free now than I'm working, but that's another podcast. So she talked about in here about the stress-weight connection, and she talked about the signs with that, but the emotional well-being, and she talked about watching this group of friends of hers, kind of, you know, they were all from the same town, and she has her practice there in her house there, but these two women had ended up moving away, and when they got to their new locations, they ended up changing their lifestyles completely. Both of them did, and she thought, she watched them reset their lives, and she thought, you know, how can I do that right here? I can't leave here. I'm still staying here with my house and my practice, but how can I reset my life? And she started to build herself an AM routine. And she even said she puts all about putting me first. And I'm like, exactly. And that's what we're doing here on this podcast, you guys. It's what I'm doing with the planner I created and the guide course that's coming out and all of these things you can come do with me if you want. It's really, really about that is figuring out how to put yourself first every day and build that magical morning for yourself because it needs to happen before the rest of the world gets you. We think we want to do it at night or we don't have the time, but really it's where you're going to create the time. 98% of the time, I would say. You know, maybe you're going to be a 2% unicorn and more power to you. I don't want to shoot you down if you think that's going to happen, but making the most of our time before the world gets us helps so much with these things, with the stress-weight connection, with your emotional well-being, with sleep. Giving yourself time to make a plan so you can build some muscle, right? All of those things happen because we start to learn to put ourselves first. And this is why it's so key. And so as I was coming here, I already have these habits pretty established in one way or another. Even yoga and movement have been pretty rooted in my life throughout this journey. They've fallen off a little bit this year because of some health issues I was going through with my skin and it just activating. And I'm not experiencing that here, which is what I was staying away from Hawaii for. I thought it was happening because I was here, so I'm so excited. I mean, I still have some irritation and discoloration, but it's nothing like I have to stay home and not move. So that's very exciting. So I have had in my habit stack pretty solid, some form or another, meditation for sure, every morning since I started this journey, and making a plan, like some sort of a plan. Now, when I look back at when I started these habits, and I have many, many podcasts on here on the HeartSing podcast about habits and all different types of things about habit building, habit stacking, seasonal habit stacks, because that can change too, right? It can alter when I'm going to go outside and work out versus I'm going to work out on a treadmill, depending on your weather. I no longer have those restrictions, right? I'm here in Hawaii. So as I was setting this up, I'm like, you know, I really want to be able to go to the beach in the morning. I want to have a beach habit stack. How long would it take me to set that up? So this week, I've been testing my key habits that I know I want to have and trying to add in those that are really going to motivate me to get up and see the sunrise and get my toes in the sand. That's really motivating for me right now. I might hit a time where it isn't so much, where I get desensitized to going to the beach and walking it and putting my toes in the sand. I know you would think that's impossible, but I lived on the ocean for like 5 years. So it is possible for me. I do know that. I also think I have a different appreciation for things in life now, though. So I'm really interested to see where this journey takes me as I'm building this new version of myself. So if you're doing this for yourself at home, you're like, you know what, Addie, that's cool. I want to build a new version of me. And I've heard from quite a few of you that you are feeling like you're on a similar path to me right now. I don't know what's going on with the energy in the universe, but we're all like building new versions of ourselves. I like to think I'm always building a new version of myself. I'm just in different phases of it at different times. So right now I happen to be in that beginning build it phase. I'm in a year two. I talked last week about numerology and looking back at my life and reflecting back and using all those learning moments and that knowledge to go forward and knowing that year twos are about relationships. They're also the beginning of a 9-year journey, right? Year one is the kick it off, new beginnings. Year two is relationships and really kind of like feeling the emotions behind things, getting things, starting to get things set up. But there isn't really anything getting done necessarily in a year or two. It's like a setting up thing. So I'm going to use that driving energy to practice setting it up. So I'm like, okay, how long would it take to drive to the beach, drive back? I can meditate before I go, or do I meditate there? Do I walk all the lagoons, or do I walk parts? So I've been doing this in pieces. I walked each lagoon. I walked the whole lagoon the first weekend I got here, and I timed the laps so I would know how long it took to go in between each of them. And then I also I know how long it takes me to do my morning pages, which are the 3-page stream of conscious writing with Julia Cameron. And then I do my Me First Guide plan. Those two things I like to take like 30 minutes on, but I don't need to. I can do that in about 20 minutes for both of them and do my full reflection. It's a process I go through. Like if you come and start doing the Me First Guide process with me, I in no means should you be doing the full daily plan right out of the gate. Like you can try it, you can have fun with it, but I wouldn't expect that every day you're doing it. It's really like 10 more little habits all in one. So let's talk about habit stacks real quick, actually, because You have habit stacks. Even if you think you don't or you don't know what they are, you do. We are 90% programmed, right? So you have all these little habits already attached to each other. Your brain has formed these attachments between habits that you have built since you were younger and habits you created, well, mostly since we were younger, you guys. We really stopped creating them at 35, but it stops much sooner than that on a dynamic level. We're mostly formed before we're even fully in our 20s. You know, like we have these habits. So think about when you brush your teeth. You take the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, you put the water on it, you rinse it under the water, you brush it, you spit, you clean it, you know, all of that. Those are all little habits. Each one of those steps at some point you had to be taught to do, or you were figuring out your process for it. And now it's just automatic. And 90% of what you do every day is automatic. So we want to take those current habits you have and add the new habits you want to it. It makes making habits so much easier. So for example, if I wake up every morning and I go to the bathroom and I drink a glass of water and then I get on my phone, maybe I go to the bathroom, drink a glass of water, and I meditate, and then I can get on my phone, saying I want to add meditation as a habit. So that gives you, that's habit stacking, right? So I am working to create, what order do I put these habits that I know serve me so well in? What kind of time would they look like? And because the habits are pretty solid for me, I don't even need to necessarily do them in the same order anymore. And I'm going to fluctuate it during the week. I might have days that I'm shorter on time that I know I'm not going to get a beach stack in. I'm going to call it my beach stack. And then I'm going to have a got to get to work stack and a coaching stack, because I'm going to have some early morning calls because I have a couple East Coast clients still. So on those days, I'm going to get my bare minimum in. It's going to be a meditation, the pages in the plan. And then other days, it's going to be beach, yoga, walk, meditation, plan. And I love it, you guys. I love it so much. I've done it 2 days, but I've been late both those days. So I'm like, I told my new supervisor, and I'm not quite at my office yet. I said, look, I'm trying to figure out this West Side stuff and how to do my morning things to take care of myself. And the other thing I've done that I've been so proud of, you guys, is I've gotten my afternoon meditation in each day. And I just tell everyone, I'm like, I got to go meditate. I'm going. And I just excuse myself and I go find a corner to meditate in. And there's some back offices that aren't used. I just sit in the hallway and meditate. And I just make it happen. And because that's who I am now. Right, but it took years, you guys. It took years of practice, of failing, of not showing up and then showing up, of it clicking and not clicking. And I will go through those things again. But I am now the person that just does these things, that ultimately eats pretty darn healthy, that takes care of herself in some aspect, that is listening to her intuition, that is always seeking to uncover that something more about myself, that is excited to learn about podcasts in the car on the way to work, that is figuring out how to hack my sleep, right? We want to talk about that sleep for a second. So I haven't been sleeping well. I've got my Aura ring back on and my scores, you guys, I can't even tell you what my scores are. If you don't know what an Aura ring is, a lot of you guys all have Apple Watches and stuff that tell you how you slept and your REM and your deep sleep. It's like that. It's just a lot more accurate. You wear it. It's a ring on your finger and it measures like 3 or 4 things versus other devices that don't quite capture everything. So, you know, I can see my HPV, my recovery is not great, and my sleep is lacking. So I'm also hacking that, you know, trying to make the room as dark and cold as possible, making sure I'm not eating too late. Remember how she talked about in that quote from Dr. Mindy when I opened this about not eating too close to bedtime. And that's something else that has been happening this week. And my weight has stayed the same. I am also going to set up to go into a 30-day reset fast, her fasting reset, spit it out, Slayer. Man, you guys, I'm sorry. I know I'm like, it's been such a long day. I tried to record the podcast on the way in, but I didn't like it. I couldn't finish it. I can't figure out the internet. So I'm like, I'm just going to redo it and let you guys know where I'm at. And now I'm just a big run-on ass sentence. Is that even a word? This is what happens when Addie's working again, I guess. But I got to tell you guys, I'm so excited for what is going to be uncovered and us doing this like together again, like this next version of me, all of you that maybe are just joining the ride and all of you that have been on the ride with me for a while. I think we are in this time where we are redefining ourselves and how fun it is to do together. And now that I have this process, it's almost done. We had so much tech stuff. I know I keep telling you guys on the podcast that I'm going to have the planner and the course and all of that ready. Mini Slayer's been working hard on some of the behind the scenes tech information. And so we're meeting again on that this weekend, and I think I'll be able to roll it out hopefully by the next weekend, because with me working every day and I get home pretty late because of the commute, I am not so sure I'm going to be able to have time during the week and take care of myself, right? September 30th, we will have a Me First Guide event though. And so, once you come in and do the event or the planner, you will get access to that. So that info will be coming out. So mark your calendars for that September 30th, and you can come do it in person with me. It's so fun when we get together and do it. Or you can do the on-demand course too, either way. So, all right, you guys, I just wanted to give you an update where I'm at and how I'm looking at setting up my next self. So if you are setting up your future self for you, look at who is she? What is she? What do you want? Like when I look to my future self, you know, my vision, I see her walking the beach. I see her at the goal weight. I mean, I have the goal set at 155. I don't know if this person I see is at 155 or not, but she sure looks like it. She's toned and lean, and it's very yoga body, but muscly. And she's just walking, and there's a peace and serenity surrounding her. And I can see my apartment with the skyline, and it's just all clean and minimal. And I just feel so good. And that's my new thought I work on. Oh my God, I just feel so good. And then I let all the crap thoughts come up right after that because they're in there. And then I rewrite them and I write a little love letter to myself. That's all in the Me First Guide. It takes you through this process as I'm working on Aloha Addie. Like, who is she? And so we're at the very beginning of this, right? Do you guys think, will Aloha Addie lose these 40, whatever I've got, 40 pounds? Will she take it off finally? Will Aloha Addie, get her Skyline View apartment? Will Aloha Addie be traveling the world, and will she write her book? Will Aloha Addie do what? I don't, right? Like getting specific as I'm manifesting, creating abundance in my life, right? Like what all of these things that are all a part of that ultimate vision. Now that I have all these manifesting tools, I have these healthy habits, I have all of these things to put into place, what can I create next? Right? Like, what is this next thing I'm going to learn? I'm friggin' excited to find out. Are you guys? I'm excited to find out what you're going to create. That's for sure. So I sure hope you share with me on social. Follow me on Facebook at Namaslayer. I'm trying to go live there and just keep you guys updated where I'm at, what's going on as I'm really in the moment building these habits and learning. And oh my gosh, you guys, right? Like, we just decided here on this podcast, not even 2 months ago, that I was going to get a job and move to Hawaii. And I've been here a week and a half and started my new job and have a place to live, got my car over here, and it's crazy to me when I think of it like that. All right, witches and bitches, I am going to head on out of here and go do some habit this work this week, you know, like just take a moment and look at what is the first thing you do? What habit would you want? If you're not currently working on habits, what habit would you want? If you are working on habits, if you're part of doing the Me First Guide process, don't forget, we're in the messy middle of quarter three if you are doing a standard quarters of the year. And this is the time your brain wants you to quit on friggin' everything. Remember, it's going to tell you right now that that new habit was a bad idea because it's the messy middle. So reaffirm your habit. Reaffirm who you want to be, what it's going to look like, and see if you need to shift things around or if you can reignite your fire and your commitment and your passion around that habit. Because you guys, we are our habits. Aloha Addie is nothing but habits. And the older I get, the more and more habits she's going to be full of. And I want to make sure I am creating the best, most wonderful habits. I want to add grounding in my stack because I have no excuse to not ground every single day of the year now, get my feet in the earth. Right? It's beautiful here. Like, go out, even when it's raining, like, go out and stick your feet in the earth. Get those lightning bolts from the earth. And you guys do it while you can, East Coasters and Northerners, before you hit the snow or it gets too cold to get out there, you know? So just take a look at it and ask yourself, who do you want to become and what kind of steps are you taking to move there? And let it be slow, let it be easy, one habit at a time. It took me all of those habits I told you about. I can line them up with my 100-pound weight loss, at least the first like four core habits over the 60 pounds. But that took a year, you guys, to build those habits, right? And then what happens is like I started just planning food, just writing the food down. And then that started like creating that time that I showed up to do a plan. And then it expanded as I got into planning more, right? So you just create the habit and then you expand it. And we go on from there. Okay. Again, you guys, if you want to see more about habits, you can search the podcast for habits and you will see a whole ton of them in here. And I will see you next week with an update on what's the next steps of what we're creating. So I'll see you then. And hopefully back with a Renee Spears podcast too. We had to reschedule. Aloha, you guys. I will see you next week. Slayer out.